A special spot in Melbourne, this one. I'm standing in front of Monaco House, Charles McBride Ryan Architects. Late 1990s, early 2000s, this was built. Mates of mine, Charles McBride Ryan. It's the consul of Monaco is in this building, and have they got the flag up? I can't quite see. Yeah, so that's the Monaco flag flying. I love this building because it's very experimental. The imagery is cinematic imagery of James Bond, Grace Kelly, and racing cars and streamlined super yachts, as you'd expect from Monaco. The building is only built on 101 square metres of land, so it's a tiny building. And the one benefactor who built this building sailed on America 2 yacht and was in Monaco and met the consul from Monaco and got agreed to be able to put a consul from Monaco here in the CBD. So when he comes out, he stays here, and it looks out over the grounds, this lovely courtyard of the Melbourne Club. So the plane trees you can see behind us are the biggest in Victoria, planted a long, long time ago, and they've got heritage listing on them also, the trees themselves. But the top level and that little balcony there look directly into the Melbourne Club, which if it wasn't a consul building, they'd never get approval to do it. The other building I'd like to point out is the Lyceum Club. It's a female-only club. So I think it's quite hilarious that the females came in about 100 years after the Melbourne Club was built. It's a professional women's club, so you need to be a qualified professional to be able to look in to see what's going on with the men on the other side of this very high wall. The building designed here is 1959, the building by Ellison Harvey. It's a club to represent Australian arts, literature, social activism, and it has a sensational art collection in that building. And recently I went to the top. The piece on the top's been added on by a mate of mine, Kirsten Thompson Architects, KTA. It's only about a year or two old, the top piece, a big function room's up there. That, you can see again, it tells a different story to the architecture on the lower level. It's a beautiful building. You know, so they've got accommodation and they have, it's all about promoting the arts. Just another note about this building. The crumpled facade is a wonderful expression. I think it's a beautiful building. And I love the way it folds down to this little seat. And this is the smallest piece of park in the Melbourne CBD. It's registered as the smallest park. And I just love it. You just sit here on this little patch of green. How cute's that? So those sort of little human interactions, I think, really embellish our city and make it give it a lot of meaning. Okay, so we're going to go now, turn right and go out to Bourke Street and then up to the European. Then we'll catch a tram back down to the bottom.